I'm Paul Quayle, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm doing a quick overview of the main issues in East Asia Pacific sub-region this Tuesday, the 22nd of January. Firstly, in the Philippines, residents of Marawi City in Lanao del Sur on the southern island of Mindanao have overwhelmingly voted in favour of the Bangsamoro Organic Law in the plebiscite held this morning. Over 58,688 people voted yes, and 112 people only voted against the creation of a new Muslim autonomous region. The referendum is expected to bring a peaceful resolution to the long-drawn conflict in Mindanao between the government forces and Islamist insurgents. The Bangsamoro Organic Law will create Bangsamoro Autonomous Region in place of the current autonomous region in Muslim Mindanao. Results of the referendum from other regions of the island will be finalised this week. Clients are advised to monitor the results of the referendum, which is likely to result in major changes in the legal system and local administration. The security paradigm changes are not yet guaranteed because many of the issues have a local business and a tribalism edge that is not related to purely political autonomy. Election updates in Indonesia. The presidential and legislative elections in Indonesia are scheduled to be held on April 8 this year. President Widodo is contesting the elections for a second term in office with the nomination from Partai Demokrasi Indonesia, Perjuangan Party, and its allies. Prabowo Subianto is contesting against Widodo with the nomination from Gerindra Party and its allies. Most credible polls show that President Widodo has an unassailable lead over Subianto, less some major economic meltdown. The religion and the economy are the two most decisive election issues. Widodo's selection of the highly influential Muslim cleric Ma'ruf Amin as his running mate is perceived as a move to enhance his support base amongst influential religious groups. Meanwhile, in Thai elections, yesterday, Prime Minister Prayut said that a royal decree calling for the election will soon be published in the Royal Gazette. A pro-election group itself, the People Who Want Elections, plan to hold a rally on Saturday if a royal decree calling for the election is not issued by Thursday of this week. Last week, the Thai Election Commission said that they are considering March 10 as the election date. Rival groups held demonstrations in Bangkok last week. The pro-democracy groups demanded swift elections to end military rule. Meanwhile, a much smaller group of pro-junta supporters claimed it was too soon for a vote. Over in Timor-Leste, President Luolo has approved a government request to increase access to its petroleum fund for a $650 million buyout of ConocoPhillips and Royal Dutch Shell's holdings in the Greater Sunrise gas project. Previously, the president had vetoed the amendment and disapproved of the buyout plan last December. President Luolo enacted amendments to the country's petroleum activities law last week. The amendment allows the government access to the petroleum fund. Noting the president can veto an amendment bill only once, the vetoed bill will be enacted if the parliament passes it the second time without the consent of the president. A reminder that non-members to our East Asia Pacific and South Asia Risk Management memberships can purchase thus via our website www.apacassistance.com, or you can buy our daily and weekly assessments on a pay-per-view basis at the website. Thank you.